It is the Breakfast at Wimbledon version of the FKC Fantasy Hour. We're back. It is myself. It is Ryan. It is Wednesday morning at about 9 a.m. We're doing this a little different. Work was a little long for both of us yesterday.
Put in some hours, logged in some overtime.
trying to get some of the cast and crew ready up for speed. ready for an explosion. So we're here. We're here to talk some fantasy football stuff. We're here to talk about some major things that occurred last week. Some things that are going to take shape of what's going to happen across the NFL in fantasy relevancy over the next couple of weeks. But before we begin, we have to rag on the guy on the show. I can't give Craig too much shit, but I do have to give you shit.
Please do.
96 points on Thursday night. Just kind of sitting on your bench like, fuck it, I don't need it.
No big deal. You know, it's sort of like prove it to me, man. Listen, last week I saw DJ Moore have a good game finally. And I was in that dilemma of, is it him? Because so my starting receivers were Devontae Smith. Who else did I have in there? I had ETN in the flex. Mm-hmm. I went Robinson. Hold on, let me take a look at it since I should know it by heart because I stared at that thing fucking profusely. I had my quarter. So I picked up Jared Goff a couple weeks ago and Sam LaPorta. I talked about it on the show. I was riding with him and I said, you know, let's just keep going, man. It seems to be working. So I left Fields on the bench. So my starting, I put Pacheco and Robinson in and as my two starting running backs. Devontae Smith, Garrett Wilson, ETN in the flex, and Zay Flowers in the flex. Okay. So I really was thinking, do I take Flowers out and put DJ Moore in? That was my only question.
I would have probably have thought of putting ETN in my running back and contemplated Pacheco was the only other option. Yep.
Those were the two I was struggling with. And, you know, by the time I thought about it and it was like, okay, let's pull the trigger. It was Thursday night and DJ Moore scored two touchdowns and had 170 yards and a half. You know what I mean? So it was too late at that point. But with Fields,
checking up the deuces.
With Fields, like don't get me wrong. I drafted them. I intend to start them both. And I did the first 2 weeks, and I think I got a whopping, you know, 15-2 and 16-3 the first 2 weeks. And I said, you know what? I'm stashing them both on the bench. And then they had a little okay outing.
That Denver game was the okay showing because they put up so many points in the first half.
Yep. And, you know, do I believe in them? No. You know, Washington played Philly tough that last week. Yeah, they gave up some big plays to A.J. Brown.
Short week.
You know what? I don't want the headache. I knew – so my opponent had everybody starting-wise on the bench. He had all of Chargers and I believe Amari Cooper as well. So he couldn't even feel he had Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler. Like I said, so his whole starting team was – I think he was projected 90 points anyway, so really didn't matter who I threw in there. But to hang 96 on the bench, man, I'm looking at all these people.
Did your bench outscore him?
Oh yeah.
Just the two of them, or the rest of the bench?
Just the two of them. He put up 90 points. So just the two of them would have been 95. So it would have been a push.
can you put up a amendment that you would like him to get two losses this week because he lost not just to you but also to your bench?
Exactly. My team still did good. I dropped 160, but had I just put DJ Moore in, it would have been a two piece. You know what I'm saying? Probably 210. I swap it out for
anytime you hang 200 on somebody in fantasy football, that's what we like to call an ass whooping.
And Fresh was the first one when he put up 200 points to text everybody. You see my team. And then, I had the opportunity to fucking shut him up. And I did. And you know, hey, listen, points are valuable, too. You know, right now I'm in third place. Had I, you know, started what I started, I might be in second. I'm tied for second place. Jake's 5-0. I'm 4-1.
Shocker, he's 5-0. He's got the fucking
Miami Dolphins, Mr. 2K and Mostert and Patrick Mahomes. So, and I did play him and almost beat him. So I did have a shot, but yeah. This week I'm playing Brandon. So like I said, those points are valuable. Those points are valuable. Leaving, you know, like you said, 96 on the bench, huge.
Absolutely. All right. Before we get into our
with that being said, had I lost, I don't think I'd be on the show anymore. I don't think I'd be privileged enough to.
No, you would have been on this episode, so we could have thrown stones at you, and then you would have been.
Oh, to announce my retirement.
Yeah. I'm out, boys. It's been good. We did like six shows.
I had a good run. Yeah, I had a good run. Five shows. I'm out.
We gone. All right. So let's move on to everybody's favorite segment, Desmond Ridder Watch.
Buddy Bald. Buddy cost us some money, but Buddy Bald.
Yeah, cost us some fucking money. Fuck you, Desmond Ridder.
Houston money line. No good.
His stat line, 28 of 37 for 329 and one touchdown. Caleb.
Russian touchdown, too. Don't forget those Russian touchdowns.
Yep. He's good for fantasy value there. Let's not also forget Kyle Armpits.
Finally showed up.
Finally decided to play a football game of meaning. 7 catches for 87 yards. Currently, the Desmond Ridder watch, he is at 102 of 156 for a 65.4 completion percentage with 1,073 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, and 2 rushing touchdowns, I believe. So 6 total.
18 carries, 57 yards, 2 total touchdowns on the ground.
We're getting there. We're getting there. I just got a alert that Richardson's been placed on IR 4 weeks.
Well, yeah, we were getting there because this was not a good week. Mm-mm. If you play football and enjoy fantasy football in the National Football League. Three major pieces have ended up already on IR with a couple more potentially landing there. Let's talk about this one first because I don't necessarily know who the backup is in Arizona. Yeah. James Conner, knee injury, expected to miss multiple weeks. I don't know that I'm running to the waiver wire to pick somebody up that runs the ball in Arizona.
I believe the guy who came in had a pretty good I'm trying to think of his name. It's some weird name too. Hold on, I'll bring it up. What the hell is his name?
Players.
DeMarcado or something.
Hold on, I got the roster here. I'm just trying to figure
DeMarcado, yeah. He wound up coming in and having some success, but, you know, not a name I've ever heard of. Didn't even know who the backup was. Sounds like we both didn't.
Yeah. Is this a possible landing spot for someone like Kareem Hunt?
Didn't he sign with Cleveland?
Did he actually sign to them, or did he just go for a visit?
I thought he signed.
When
Chubb got hurt, I believe they signed Kareem Hunt. I want to say a 1-year deal.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So he ain't going there.
Shows how much I pay attention to the Cleveland Browns.
Well, they did have a bye week, and nothing was, you know, nobody got hurt, nothing was talked about, and you know, it's probably why they signed him because they probably, you know, Ford looks good, but you got somebody who knows the playbook.
Yep.
Come right in, be successful, and coming off a bye week, get in shape.
Facts.
You know, maybe we'll see some Kareem Hunt this week.
I would. Hines 57 for sure.
I think they're playing San Fran too, so you might as well throw him out there.
Especially because and we're going to get to him. There's a potential that Deshaun Watson does not play this week. We'll get to him in a few minutes.
Well. Yeah.
All right. The next big name from fantasy perspective is Jay Jettas. No more hamstrings. If you're listening to this, you can see that the name of this has been so adequately named. You can't gritty with no hamstring.
Hard facts.
It looked like a very, because I was watching that game, it looked like a very nothing was like weird about the route that he ran. He just kind of was going, and all of a sudden he just kind of like, you saw him kind of like grab, like not really grab at his leg, but just kind of like lift his right leg. And he was just that. That's when you could tell something wasn't right.
It almost looked as if he wanted to come back in, and then they kind of like, no, you know, Like, I don't think he thought it was that severe and that serious at the moment.
I mean, I also think that that's Justin Jefferson football player saying, nah, coach, I'm all right, not knowing that it's probably as bad as it is.
And let's not forget, they didn't sign him, you know, this offseason. And, you know, why take the risk? If you're the Vikings, I mean, with the record you have, Kirk Cousins probably gone. What are you playing him for? You might as well tank and at this point move on from Cousins and don't hurt your only asset you got.
Who now that you've brought up Kirk Cousins, who is the guy, like, who is the team that goes and gets Kirk Cousins?
Next year or this year?
This year, because there's going to be someone that's going to trade for.
I think the Jets doesn't make sense now. Had they done it 2 weeks ago? Sure. Yeah. I mean, at this point, you're trading Aaron, or you're trading all your picks for Aaron Rodgers, you know, so you really don't have any value. If you go get a Kirk Cousins, you're not signing them to a long-term deal. You know, it's a short-term rental, so it just doesn't make sense. They've already said financially it wouldn't make sense to them. They're not paying. And obviously, it's shown that they didn't even want Matt Ryan or, you know, Carson Wentz or anybody else that they could have got. So I don't know where he goes. I thought maybe if, you know, Cincinnati shelf your boy, maybe that might make some sense because that division's still competitive.
Yeah.
With Baltimore losing, and I think everybody's pretty much neck and neck there. And I think everybody's either 2-3 or 3-2 at this point. So that might be a landing spot. But other than that, I really don't – I can't think of anybody. You?
The problem is I don't necessarily know that there are teams that could use an upgrade at quarterback. Let's correct. Be very transparent with that statement. The problem is the teams that could use upgrades are in the position where they want the young guys to sink or swim.
Yeah.
You know, if you told me Anthony Richardson is done for the year and my choices are Gardner Minshew or Kirk Cousins, I might eat the rest of Kirk Cousins' contract if I'm Indianapolis. But if you're telling me it's a couple weeks, I'm not giving up the pieces to probably get Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You know, so Indianapolis, if you tell me that he's out longer would have been an answer. I'm going to say this because I know he had a great throw to George Pickens on Sunday to win the game.
Yeah.
But I think Kirk Cousins is an upgrade over Kenny Pickett.
I agree with that.
With those weapons like, that they have.
Yeah. He looked like dog water up until the fourth quarter. You know, it was 10-3 and it was a sloppy game. I don't think they even were in the red zone at any particular moment, you know, besides the field goal. First three and out, you know, they just got lucky at the end. But yeah, it's a significant upgrade, I think.
Another team, you know, and this one's going to hurt because I've said how much I like him on this show. Send Kirk back to Washington.
Ooh, that's intriguing.
I think he's an upgrade over Sam Howell, even though I really like Sam Howell. I think Sam Howell has some upside there that's really nice. He's looked good at points, but they started out 2-0. They're on a 3-game losing streak, but they're still alive for a wild card in the NFC because your teams like Minnesota and Chicago and Green Bay have not done their diligence. And it's going to be a time where the NFC South is going to start playing like the division that we thought they were and not have three teams over 500.
Let me ask you this. Now that you posed that question, would they ever consider sending him in the division, sending him in the conference, sending him to Green Bay, Jordan Love again? Or is it too late? You've already.
I don't think Green Bay would make the move. I think they're going to finish the year with Jordan Love and then reassess where they're at.
Yeah.
In the conference, I don't think it's that big of a problem because it's a 1-year deal and you're probably expecting him to leave anyways. So if Washington makes a phone call and they eat a lot of that, the remaining salary and give you a second or a third for him as a rental, I think you jump on that faster than you can think about. Because at this point, Kirk Cousins' best value is going to be to somebody else because I think Minnesota, especially with Jefferson out in the next at least 4 weeks, have played themselves out of an opportunity to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, other big injuries. 2 Chainz, Devon A-Chain, knee injury, going to be out multiple weeks, probably going to end up on IR either later today or tomorrow. Raheem Mostert obviously goes back to having a lot of the fantasy value. interesting name being activated from IR from them this week. Jeff Wilson Jr., the former 49er, explosive, kind of has the same skill set as A-Chain. So if Jeff Wilson is available in any of your leagues, maybe he's a stash for a week or two until you see.
Scoop him up, see what you got.
Yeah, he's someone that you can kind of hold on to, because if 2 Chainz is going to miss any significant amount of time, they're going to need a second running back, because if anything, Raheem Mostert has proven he can't make it through a full season healthy. He was kind of already giving up carries to A-Chain, so this might be a, well, I guess we're just going to have to go with what we have until we figure it out. When everything happened prior to him signing the contract extension, which we haven't talked about yet, I thought Jonathan Taylor was going to end up in Miami, and I thought he was going to be the number one running back. He decides to stay in Indianapolis. I don't know what led to that decision.
That saga might not be over still. Just because he signed doesn't mean that won't trade him. You know what I mean? There's already bad blood. So,
yeah, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
Other big injuries. T. Higgins, obviously, with the broken rib. He says that he wants to play this week. Don't know if Zach Taylor's going to let him play this week, because this is the last game before the bye week. And the fact that Ja'Marr Chase is always fucking open.
Jesus.
Exact quote from him earlier this week. Get me the damn ball. I'm always fucking open. What does he do? He breaks the Cincinnati record for catches in a game and goes for 15 three scores.
For 175 and three tutties. Jesus. He was open,
always,
buddy.
He's always fucking open.
He's always fucking open.
I will say this on the homer side. This is the first game that Joe has looked comfortable.
Yeah.
The offensive line did a good job protecting, obviously. Didn't get a ton of pressure. But even moving in the pocket, he looked more comfortable on the two scrambles that he had, the one for the first down, you know, the slide and all that. It didn't look like it was bothering him as much. He was able to throw the deep ball.
Yep, I was gonna the deep ball looked good. Had zip on it, had you know,
it wasn't floating.
He was spinning it like he used to.
It wasn't floating like it had been the first couple weeks, where he was just kind of letting it up there and letting them run underneath it. He'd actually look like it had some zip on it, especially the one to Ja'Marr, his second one, the long one. That one came out of his hand real clean, looked real good in the air. So happy to see that that's a thing, especially for fantasy relevancy, but
absolutely,
more or less just for my heart. It's nice to see that.
And like we said, you're still in it. Had you lost this game, we had talked about, you know, shelf them. It's the bye week. Maybe you get them right, you know, try again with the tougher part of the schedule coming up, you know, but they're in it now. So,
yeah, especially after Pittsburgh beat Baltimore, because Baltimore is sitting at 4-1. I'm telling myself, you almost have to go perfect down the stretch
to get to the
division. So, the fact that Baltimore's left that door open for us, I think this is one where you have to consider yourself going all in. Deshaun Watson, rotator cuff bruise to the right throwing shoulder. Status uncertain.
Have you read about any of this? This one's intriguing, because last week, medical staff said he was cleared. He was good to go. It was his personal decision to sit out. And he has not practiced this weekend as well. So we're talking 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
And you want to know why? Because they gave him every fucking dollar. You don't have to go out there and earn any of it. Why is he going to put himself at risk? He got paid every fucking dollar of that contract.
Jesus.
I wouldn't fucking be sitting out there. And I get it. Like, it makes me sound like a fucking bitch, and it makes me sound like an asshole that I'm not willing to fight for my teammates. But it's kind of what he's proven. He kind of proved in Houston that he was the same way.
I hate to say it,
Are we surprised that Deshaun Watson's kind of a bitch?
I'm not. I'm not. But I just thought it was like, Buddy secured the bag and he said, fuck it.
I don't know how you can walk back in that locker room, though.
That's the thing.
Like, if I'm Amari Cooper, I might walk up on the first snap and just fucking punch the shit out of him.
You're going to need a massage after me, bro.
Like, you're leaving me out here to fend for myself with I don't even know who the fuck played quarterback.
it was a shock to me too. I didn't even know who it was. I think this week they were talking about bringing somebody else in.
Hold on, I'm looking at their depth chart right
DJ,
now.
DJ
Dorian Thompson Robinson is the only other DTR is the only backup on former UCLA Bruin is the only other quarterback on the roster right now.
And he looks atrocious.
19 of 36 for 121 yards and 3 interceptions against Baltimore. Hey, I get it. Enjoy playing against the fucking Niners now.
Yeah, I think that's why Deshaun don't want to go out there, man. He's like, I'm going to get fucked up. Post is going to fucking wreck me.
There is talks of P.J. Walker of the XFL and Carolina fame potentially coming in. I don't know if he would start or he'd be the backup to DTR.
They were talking about starting him.
I mean, they can't get any worse. Can't get any worse. Kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, San Fran. I bet your mortgage on it, dude. I don't care if the number's 21.
Yeah. What's the line? 70. I'll take them.
Yeah, I'll take them. I'm going to tease them down, but we're good.
Yeah. I'm going to tease them down to 62. They win by 65. Whee!
Got them.
Dallas takes another blow to the defense. It looks like Leighton Van Der Esch is going to end up on injury reserve with a neck injury.
Isn't that where that guy always is?
Yeah, that guy. Injury? Yeah, it sucks because he is such a good linebacker, but he always plays so hard that he ends up here with some kind of injury. It sucks because
and always the neck or the back for some reason.
Yeah, like, always it's the neck. It's either the neck or the back, and it's just like I said, it sucks.
If we were taking prop bets, I would take that bet every year that he winds up on the IR.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Speaking of like you said, he's a baller.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of a baller, another defense that took a big blow. The Buffalo Bills lost Matt Milano for the rest of the year, fractured leg in the London game.
That's a tough one.
He's the heart of their defense. He's the defensive captain. So they're going to have to find a way to keep going. And after his injury, they look like a completely different team against Jacksonville.
I was going to say, do you think that was, all in on Dolphins and then traveling to London and just feel,
Jacksonville staying in London
helped
the extra week. Yeah. They got accustomed to all that stuff. They got accustomed to go time. You know, it's travel. It's obviously being all in to beat Miami. That definitely, I think, played a role. But I think the way that game was progressing before the Matt Milano injury was that Buffalo was probably going to find a way to win that game. But after Milano went out, that's when more of the Travis Etienne show started. That's when he started running the ball, was more effective in the middle of the field because Milano wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I think that's a real question mark of Buffalo moving forward is the middle of that defense going to be able to stop guys that they've normally been able to stop.
And they had Von Miller come back. And, so they look like, coming off that Miami win, getting Miller back. One of the better defenses in the league. I mean, Miami was lighting everybody up, and they put him in check. And I was ready to say that they're the best team in football. Even though San Fran looked good but they haven't played anybody.
Correct.
San Fran finally played a good team, and I don't even think Dallas is that good of a team. We're gonna know a lot about them, and because all three of them are gonna play each other. Later part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Philly plays Buffalo, Philly plays San Fran, Philly plays KC, Philly plays Miami. So we're going to find out where they are. And Buffalo, they might not win that division, even though they beat the Dolphins. Moving forward, if they keep taking L's.
They have to go 2-0 against Miami to hold the tiebreaker.
I was going to say, they have to hold the tiebreaker or have a shot to win the division. If not, you're looking at a wild card.
Because I know they still have Cincinnati on the docket.
Yep.
Late in the year. So this is one where we might be sitting here talking about a Miami Dolphins division title going 0-2 against the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
Detroit Lions, they put CJ Gardner-Johnson on injury reserve yesterday or earlier today. He's out for an extended period of time. Not really disclosing what the injury was. Amon-Ra St. Brown, abdomen. Dan Campbell Tuesday said he feels pretty good about the possibility of him playing Sunday.
I think he was dealing with a toe issue as well. They said he was wearing like special cleats because he was having problems with his toes and stuff too.
Damn,
but he's playing through that. So, yeah.
Obviously, Aaron Jones did not play on Monday Night Football. That kind of screwed the pooch for them. So he will probably play coming out of the bye week. They're on bye this week, so we don't have to really worry about the Green Bay fiasco. Tank Dell, wide receiver for Houston, is in concussion protocol. I started him this week. He started off real strong, and then he got the concussion, which kind of sucked. We obviously mentioned Anthony Richardson earlier. We'll talk about him now. The AC joint, and will miss, quote, sometime, according to Shane Steichen. That means that Uncle Rico will probably be the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts moving forward. He hasn't looked bad in the games that he's taken over or started because Richardson was already out with the concussion. This division kind of feels open with Jacksonville 1 week beating Buffalo, the next week losing to whomever the fuck they lost to. Houston, was it?
Houston,
If someone's going to make a trade for a quarterback and they're going to go get Kirk Cousins, it's right now, it's Indianapolis if he misses any more time.
Agree, but I still think at this point they're okay with, like you said, with Uncle Rico. I think it's not a bad move, Pittman. If you're a fantasy owner, you kind of probably like.
Oh, hey there. Staying in my lineup now instead of getting fucking taken out.
Thank you. I mean, he probably sees four or five more targets.
Yeah.
So, you know, is he going to run the ball like Richardson? Is he going to be as effective? No, but you know what you're getting with him. The guy's a baller. I'd love him on my team.
You don't need him to be Anthony.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big upgrade going to get Kirk Cousins. I really don't. I think you're looking at the same player, but I like Rico's heart better. I like his scrappiness. I like his will to win. I'd rather put the ball in that guy's hand than Kirk Cousins, who, talk about somebody securing the bag, dude. Buddy's made so much money being average, mid at best.
Welcome to quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Correct.
I mean, we're putting Brock Purdy on this scale that he's the greatest quarterback of all time because he's playing with the weapons that he has and the defense that he has. I mean, let's be real. Put Brock Purdy in Minnesota and put Kirk Cousins in San Francisco. We're probably talking about Kirk Cousins being the next Tom Brady.
Or MVP.
Let's be real here.
They're already talking about, you know, Purdy being the next Tom Brady.
Brock Purdy's the next Tom Brady, and I'm running for president. For near 2024.
All you have to do is throw the ball 20 times and not get a pick, and he wins.
All you have to do is dump the ball to Christian McCaffrey 13 times a game, and literally you're 13 for 13, and you just got to hope Debo gets open twice.
Cool story, bro.
It makes it real easy, guys.
That's not Tom Brady, guys. Sorry.
No. And the thing is I do like Uncle Rico. I do think that the big thing here is they're going to start working Jonathan Taylor into this offense, Zach Moss. So you don't need him to be Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
You just need him to go out there and not turn the ball over.
Exactly. I think Kirk Cousins likes to turn the ball over way too much.
Well, we're going to find out because without Justin Jefferson, it's the KJ Osborne and Jordan Addison show. So we'll see. We'll see what life without Jay Jettis looks like for Kirk Cousins. Zay Jones of the Jaguars looks to have avoided a serious injury. He's considered day to day. Honestly, at this point, I'm starting Christian Kirk. I think he likes him better. Austin Eckler says there's a 99.9% chance that he's playing Monday night against Dallas. Obviously, if he plays, fire him up. We talked about 2 Chainz. Trying to see if there's anybody else here on the major side of things that we've lost. Daniel Jones, neck injury. Different than the injury that he had in the 2021 season. Saquon Barkley is to be determined if he plays Sunday against Buffalo. I don't know why I would want to play against Buffalo, especially if Daniel Jones doesn't play, because now there's absolutely zero to that offense without either one of them. So bad. That team is so
might play quarterback.
Just put him in the fucking Wildcat. Let's go.
Put him in Wildcat all day long.
Deontay Johnson expected to play week 7 after their bye this week. So if you have him, get ready to fire him up because I think they're going to need him moving forward. Because it literally looks like they've put a big target on George Pickens, that he's going to be the guy. So teams are probably going to start double covering him. So fire him up. There are a lot of corners on the Seattle Seahawks that are dinged up. If you have a Cincinnati Bengal wide receiver that's named Ja'Marr Chase, Fire him the fuck up because he is always fucking open. I just want you guys to know he's still open. I don't know how he's still open, but he still is.
He caught another one.
Oh shit! He scored again.
And another one. Jesus. And another one.
Arizona just letting him fucking still run on State Farm Field.
Another one. Hit him with that DJ Cali. And another one.
So that's basically your injury report. Obviously, your waiver claims are probably going in today.
Yep.
If they've already processed, sorry, we couldn't help you. If they haven't, Jeff Wilson Jr., KJ Osborne.
Yeah.
If you need an emergency quarterback, Gardner Minshew.
Yep.
You know, those are the guys that I'm like, I feel like you need to go get. I don't think that there's anybody else of real. I'm gonna open up the Sleeper app because it'll tell me kind of who's trending northward. I'll give you a name rapid fire. You tell me if you're buy or sell on going to get these guys.
Okay.
First name up 3.9 million acquisitions is Amari DiMercato of the Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, if you need a running back and you're faced with bye weeks, yep, bye.
Number two, KJ Osborne.
Bye.
Number three, Jeff Wilson Jr.
Bye and stash, like you said.
Yep. Number four is tight end Logan Thomas of the Washington Commanders.
I mean, we know how we feel about tight ends on this show. So if you need a fucking tight end, go get him. Is he going to make a difference? Sure.
He's coming off of a week against Chicago where he scored 20 points. He had 9 catches for 77 yards and a touchdown.
But he was, you know, concussed the week before and missed. So, you know, he is.
Yeah, he missed week three against Buffalo. He's played the last 2 weeks. He played you guys. Okay, good. He played. So his points are 8 against Arizona week 1, 10 against Denver week 2. That's when he got concussed. He missed the Buffalo game. He scored 7 against Philadelphia and then 20 last week against Chicago. He does have a good matchup this week playing on the road against Atlanta. So that's one maybe. Deonta Foreman, and I think it's more because every other Chicago running back is hurt.
It's hurt, yeah.
Khalil
if you need, like you said, plug and play this week, sure. Bye.
Khalil Herbert's going to miss time with a knee injury. We didn't talk about him because that was Thursday.
Wasn't so severe, but he is going to miss some time.
Yep. Roshan Johnson, the other running back in Chicago, he's up here, as is Tajay Spears, Curtis Samuel, Josh Downs, and then Gardner Minshew rounds out the top 11.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a buy on most of those. There's not one, you know, not many, just because of depth and stashing.
I mean, I would probably fade the Chicago running back fiasco.
Yeah.
I would put more of my baskets in DiMercato and Tajay Spears because it looks like they're using him out of the receiving role.
Yeah.
So, I would lean more them than I would the Chicago headache because that's kind of what it is. Anything involved in the Chicago Bears is a fucking headache.
Oh, well, it's funny you mentioned Spears. Let's say he keeps balling. Is this let go of your boy time? Derrick Henry? Do we trade him?
From a fantasy perspective,
yeah,
or from a real life perspective,
for real life perspective, or both.
I got it. Hold on. I got to see what he has left on his contract because I want to give a real answer here that actually makes sense. I don't want to.
Because I know they were talking. I think he's only got 1 year left because they were talking about trading him in the offseason.
8th year. He's 29 out of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Greenbow, Alabama. Try to see here. He only had 13 carries against Indianapolis.
Yeah.
8th season. Where the hell is his contract at? Oh, probably right here where it says. He has. No, that's not his contract. Hold on. Derrick Henry contract. He signed a 4-year, $50 million deal according to Sports Track. This next year, 2023, is his final year. So this year is his final year.
Yeah. So he's got probably...
His total for the year was 10-5.
Okay, so somebody will pick that up.
Yeah. $1 million. But who is it?
I hate to say it. Philly. Let him ground and pound. Buffalo.
See, See, I think Philly is playing themselves out of him because of how well DeAndre Swift has been running the football.
Then I'd say Buffalo, just because James Cook hasn't been James Cook, and you know what? Buffalo.
Honestly, this one is, if it's not Buffalo, I'm Miami. I'm making a phone call. I'm going Ron Dane, Tiki Barber, Thunder and Lightning. I'm going. Yep. You know, you can have Raheem Mostert. I'll go with Derrick Henry and Jeff Wilson until 2 Chainz comes back, and then I'm going 2 Chainz and Derrick Henry the rest of the way. Kansas City.
That makes sense.
I mean, Kansas City, like I said, if you're telling yourself that you're probably going to make the Super Bowl or the AFC title game, what is the 29th or 32nd pick in the NFL draft if it's Derrick Henry for the rest of the year to guarantee yourself another shot at a Super Bowl? I think he's someone that puts them over the top. You know, from a fantasy perspective, I think you're in a holding pattern with him. And if he does get traded, it's where he gets traded to.
Correct.
Will determine your next move. If he's going to Kansas City, I'm probably keeping him. If he's going to Miami, I'm probably keeping him. If he's going to Minnesota, because Alexander Mattison isn't what they thought he was going to be, and they think that they still have a shot.
Well, they already got Cam Akers. I don't think they're trading for another one.
I'm just throwing darts at walls.
Hypothetical. Yeah.
You know, if you tell me, hey, the New York Jets made a phone call, I'm probably looking to move him because now you got 3 running backs in there. Somebody's going to not get carries.
Right. It's got to make sense to you in order, fantasy wise. And also them, you know,
Jerry Jones picks up the phone and goes, hey, I want you in Dallas. It's like, great. I have fucking Tony Pollard now. It's like fucking Zeke Tony all over again. I'm trading him then at that point. Cause he's not going to get every down carries, you know, same thing. If Detroit decides that's the piece that we need. Well, they got Jahmyr Gibbs. They got David Montgomery, who's been running well.
Yep.
Try to trade him before that trade goes through.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, at this point, I think if you're Tennessee, you have to address where you think you're at, because at right now they are 2-3, but they're only a game out of a playoffs of the division.
Right. If it gets away from them.
Next 2 weeks, if you go 0-2, you know, because you already you're 0-3 away from home. You're 0-1 in the division. You have some very important games coming up. You play Baltimore, then you play Atlanta, then you have Pittsburgh on the road. You know, if you go 1-2 in that stretch and you're now 2.5-3 games out of the division, we might make a move where we move some pieces. You know, I get it. You went and got DeAndre Hopkins. You know, if you go 2-0, maybe that's where Kirk Cousins ends up. Maybe you go get an upgrade over Ryan Tannehill. And you go all in, hoping that you can win the division and make a run.
That might be the perfect landing spot. Now I'm breaking it down like that.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think they're in play for Kirk Cousins in the offseason.
Correct.
Because if you're telling me that they are a gunslinger away from being division contenders, and I'm not going to say contenders in the AFC because I think everybody has to understand there's a team there that is going to dominate this conference for the next 4 to 5 years, and I'm going to get real sick and tired of seeing Taylor Swift and fucking Brittany fucking Mahomes. But until that guy decides that he doesn't want to be good at football anymore, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
We're kind of living in a world where Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are going to be Waffle House menuing fucking Super Bowls and AFC title games for the next 5 years. And we're just going to have to fucking deal with it because you can fucking figure out how to stop it, but you can't.
Sidebar on that. If Andy, you and Pat win one more, greatest coach of all time.
I would have
Belichick
him
down.
I would have him at 2. I would still have Belichick at 1.
But in the conversation,
you know, and this is going to be funny. If Ernest listens to this show, we give him a lot of shit on Huddle Up because he likes to do his top 10, bottom 5. And sometimes he likes to go 1A, 1B. And we're always like, no, it's 1-2, motherfucker. There's a real conversation that Andy Reid and Bill Belichick would be 1A, 1B at that point.
Cool.
So, I mean, there's a real conversation.
Yeah. As an Eagles fan, I would love to see them win one there. Trust
me. Sure.
I mean, 4 NFC championship games in a row, 2, you know, or a Super Bowl appearance and almost beat the Patriots. Let's not forget. I mean, Tom won a couple because of kickers, and it wasn't all Tom.
Defense.
You know, and defense. So, you know, those 7, I'll give Tom 4 of them, but 3 of them I'm not, you know, I'm not so
sure. The first two, I think you just give to Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
I mean, the first two was defense and Adam Vinatieri.
Correct.
is what it is. I mean, exactly. I think Tommy's still one of the greatest. I think he's the greatest quarterback in football. Obviously, I think Patrick Mahomes will have a conversation about that statement by the time his career is over.
And I think his coach is justified, like you correct. Said, wanting to have well in that conversation.
Correct. Absolutely. I agree. We talked about it on Huddle Up during the offseason. You know, I said at the time that I think I had him at like 3 or 4. You know, I had, you know, Lombardi. I had, you know, Hallis. Mm-hmm. I am not someone, and, you know, strike me from the chair here, I am not a Don Shula guy. I know a lot of people are, he won all these games. And he won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're telling me right now that they are the equivalent of the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Really great in the regular season. Couldn't find a playoff win if their life depended on it. You know, there's a guy who we talked about on the show a bunch today that is the equivalent of that. And it's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Wins a lot of games in the regular season. Can't win in fucking primetime.
Yep.
It's unfortunate when you look at it from that perspective, but it kind of feels like Don Shula is the Kirk Cousins of coaching. He wins a lot of games.
Not a bad analogy.
Can't win the big ones. It's so weird. Yeah. And it
wasn't like, you know, they had Dan Marino too. It wasn't like they had Kirk
Cousins. It wasn't like he was going out there with Deshaun Watson not wanting to play.
Exactly. That fucking Dan Marino, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and still couldn't get it done.
I mean, that's what happens whenever, you know, you just it's the wildest thing. You can go out there and have the greatest players and find a way to not win games. It's crazy. Andy Reid has made it where he has the best quarterback in football, bar none, right now.
But also knows how to put him in positions to win.
Correct. And the thing is they've been able to do it by building a good defense. Not a great defense, but a good defense that doesn't make mistakes. They tackle well. They take the turnover when they can get it. They get to the quarterback. And the thing is Patrick has made it where he does not need names at wide receiver to be effective. He has his guy in Travis Kelce. He has the running back trio that they use and help Pacheco, Hilaire, and Jerick McKinnon. But Sky Moore, number one wide receiver, he don't need himself a Justin Jefferson. He's got guys that he feels that he can trust. Some more than others.
Yeah. Yep.
But I mean, we're here.
Yep.
Yeah. I think this week is a week in from a fantasy perspective that is going to make or break some people's seasons. You know, you have an opportunity. I mean, I'm right now in Billy's league. I am 4-1. I am second place behind a guy who's undefeated. It's Rems because his offense is like Tecmo Bowl.
Nice.
Oh, you want to hear this fucking team? Let's Tecmo build this real quick.
Yeah.
His starting quarterback, his quarterbacks, plural, because he has three of them on his roster.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, Geno Smith, Sam Howell.
Mm.
His receivers, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Christian Watson, Keenan Allen, Rashid Shaheed.
Jesus.
His running backs, Tony Pollard, David Montgomery, Joe Mixon, Rashid White, and Zach Charbonnet.
Wow.
His tight end is Darren Waller, and his defense is Baltimore. We don't have kickers in this league.
Yeah, cool. I love it. It's consistent all around. Points, 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 points. That's how you get 5-0.
This is how I try to counter him. Herbert, CD, Christian Kirk, Kyren Williams, Austin Eckler finally coming back, thank God.
Yay!
Cole Kmet, Nico Collins.
Nico Suave.
Gabe Davis. I had a big one out of Jacoby Myers on Monday Night Football. Yeah. That was fun. James Cook. Fighting. I have Kirk Cousins as my backup. T. Higgins, who's obviously hurt. Yeah. And then the rest of my bench is just kind of, if it gets there, it gets there. It's Jerry Jeudy. I have McLaughlin of Denver. I have the kid Wilson, Michael Wilson of Arizona, just because he scored some touchdowns. And I have Aaron Jones on my IR. So I haven't had either of my starting running backs since like week 2, and I'm 4-1. And I'm getting there with Kyren Williams and James Cook.
Cool, bro.
Fuck.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
But you're still 4-1.
Yeah, somehow. And now in the Dynasty League, I think this is a week where, you know, I'm 2-3. I am 24 points out of a playoff spot right now. Like, if there is not a week that I have to be all in, I think it's this one. You know, I'm playing Craig. We're both 2-3. I'm a eight-point projected favorite as of right now. Obviously, that'll change. But yeah, so I think this is a week where I'm telling people, if you need to make a move, it's now. If you lose and you're in a dynasty league, maybe it's time to sell some assets. You know, I know Blake sent out a text basically saying everybody except for Hot Mustard and
I don't know why he's doing that, because his team is really good. He just had some unfortunate losses and being in last place. I think he's
he's eighth, but one and four.
But look how many points he scored.
But look at it, 5, 6, and 7 are all 2 and 3.
I know.
Yeah, he has me by 70 points.
That's what I'm saying. He's not out of it. I don't think it's not time to panic with his team.
No, unless you're telling me that you think that Lamar Jackson's going to get hurt in London.
Right, right.
On a soccer field. And then you're like, hey, I'm going with Russell Wilson the rest of the way.
Yeah. I I'm running good. I'm 4-1 in the Dynasty, 4-1 in Manning's Big League. Mm-hmm. The other leagues I'm really not concerned about anymore. Vampire, I think I lost JJ, so I think I was 1-4. Cool story, bro. You know.
I want to see where I'm
quarterback. I'm like, huh?
I want to see where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I haven't checked my roster in a week.
I kind of
hey, I'm 3-2.
There you go.
And I play Craig this week.
Yay.
All right, so Craig's gonna listen to the show. Looking at my roster, who's he gonna go after?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll read you my roster real quick, and then that's how we'll close the show.
Yeah.
Dak, Jamar, CD, Josh Jacobs, Brian Robinson, Hollywood Brown, Gus Edwards, Kenneth Walker III, Javonte Williams, Mike Evans, Jahan Dotson. Everybody else is kind of garbage.
He might either go. I mean, if I was him, I'd go Chase just because I have the stack. But knowing him, he might go Kenneth Walker.
Homer. Yeah.
It's so funny. We give him advice. We shit on fucking Burrow. You shit on Burrow. We're like, he's done. Bench him. But he goes out and throws fucking 3 touchdowns to Jamar Chase. He's like, I'm back, bitches.
Oh, wait. You thought this was a game?
Yeah, you think it's a game, son?
Nah, dog. I'm back, bitch.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody in their fantasy fucking football week. And,
yeah, no DFS stuff. Craig, Brian's got a boogie. Craig's not here to talk about it. We'll be back next week for more fantasy talk right here on the FKC Fantasy Hour.